I am the tremble in your voice when you attempt to speak. Written by Softer Sin. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Call of Duty. Rating, explicit. Relationship, soap, ghost. Also tagged for. Bottom, ghost. Sub, ghost. Top, soap. Dom, soap. Orgasm edging. Edging. Orgasm denial. Nudes. Making porn. Taking pictures during sex. Dirty talk. Degradation. Coming untouched. Established relationship. Enthusiastic consent. And ghost has a large penis. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. It's the apathy that gets him. Johnny doesn't even look at him, too focused on his phone like he isn't jerking Ghost's cock with the single-minded purpose of driving him crazy. Slowly pulling his hand in harsh drags, twisting his wrist, palming the head. It all comes as an afterthought, as necessary as topping up oil before a road trip. It has to be done, but that doesn't mean it's difficult. He doesn't blink at Ghost's whimpers, his kicking legs or flushed cock. He just works him up, edging him over and over until he's dripping, thighs twitching as he pleads that he's ready. He's hard, please, come on, Johnny. Only then does he look up, a long side glance like he's expecting him to be lying. Like they haven't been here with Johnny's hand on his cock for the last hour. Johnny runs his thumb around the ridge of his crown. A slow, exploratory pass. A test. And hums as a thick bead of pre-cum spills over it. Aye, he agrees. And Ghost almost sinks into the bed in sheer relief. Go on, get ready. Ghost drags himself up against the headboard and cups his cock, falling into a practiced pose as Johnny brings up his phone and takes the first picture. Ever the discerning artist, he doesn't even need to see them to know he's working the best angles to show off just how big he is. The girth of his cock, his thick thighs, balls thick and full to bursting. Johnny said once even experienced size queens would second-guess their skills if they saw what he was slinging. Before he laughed and kicked him onto his back. He makes him go through pose after pose, cupping his hand around the base, flexing his forearm so his veins pop, holding it down against his thigh to show off the length. The satisfied noise he lets out when he rubs the tip against his stomach, a strand of pre-cum connecting to his skin makes him pinch himself at the base before he ruins the game. Then he uploads them to their favorite porn site. Ghost grips the headboard as Johnny edges him again, just because he can, as they wait for the flood. His palm moves in slow, maddening circles over the head, and he fights to keep his hips anchored to the bed instead of chasing his hand. He knows better than to disobey. Their account's popular enough that comments immediately start popping up, the ping of each notification sending a Pavlovian jolt through him. Johnny snickers as they pour in, delighting in pointing out their regulars. All drooling over Ghost's cock. Every one posted by a hungry bottom begging for a chance to sit on his dick, about how full he'd make them, how perfect and fat his cock is. They call Ghost a tease for never posting videos or pictures with him fucking more than his hand. Some even offer to buy him a fleshlight just so they can get a chance to watch his cock in action. None of them know the truth. Ghost's cock doesn't belong to him. Not when he can't use it properly. Fools, aren't they? Johnny scoffs and scruffs the back of his neck, dragging him forward to bury his face in the sheets. He props his phone up in front of him, careful to keep it nice and secure so it won't fall when he bullies his cock into Ghost's hole. He doesn't let him stay face down for long, grabbing his jaw and wrenching him up, baring his already fucked out face to the room. Come on, doll. You know what to do. Ghost swallows thickly, eyes barely able to focus on the screen with the slow, deliberate drag of Johnny's cock splitting him open. I want to gape open on your cock, he reads out and groans as the words go straight to his prick. That a boy. Johnny makes him read each comment out loud, all the while absolutely pounding him from behind. No matter how his voice shakes or his breath hitches, he doesn't let up, drilling his prostate and making tears sting in his eyes, hardly able to hold his shaking arms up against his ruthless thrusts. And he fucking loves it. Please use that thing to put me in my place. He stumbles over the words, the force of Johnny's thrusts making his nipples chafe deliciously against the sheets. Johnny laughs at how wrong they are, and fuck, it stings in the best way. How disappointed they'll all be if they ever did get their hands on his cock and realize how worthless it is. How much he'd rather let it swing between his legs, drooling as freely as his slack mouth. You're just lucky because you have me, huh, Simon? He coos, framing his ass and digging his thumbs into the dimples of his back as he arches deeper. Someone that knows better and will use you up the way that you want, instead of letting your silly little prick have all the attention. As if you could ever use it the way they want when you're too busy begging to be bent over, you cock-hungry slag. Ghost almost chokes on his tongue. He's so close, so fucking close. Did I say stop? Johnny growls warningly. He groans, trying to wrap his tongue around the flimsy syllables. He can barely manage to push them out, slurring his way through. Let me gag on those balls, and please give it to me. Your cock will fuck my throat through my ass. Not being loud enough, doll, Johnny chides, gripping his hair and yanking his head back. Ghost's voice breaks on a cry, eyes rolling back as his cock jerks painfully beneath him, and he comes untouched, spilling all over the sheets. Johnny fucks him mercilessly through his sobs and near screams, unconsciously fighting against the overwhelming pleasure just for him to pull him back on his cock, cruelly grinding against his prostate just to drag it out longer. Johnny's own cock screams for release as Ghost's hole tries its best to milk him, but he grits his teeth until Ghost's cock finally stops dribbling and he collapses bodily into the puddle. His entire body trembling as he sucks in harsh breaths. Johnny gives a last cheeky grind just to hear him whimper, ass still throbbing around his cock. He laughs a little and bends over his back, nuzzling the back of his neck. Color doll? He checks in quietly. Ghost can't hope to get a sound out of his shattered throat, still trying to catch his breath. Instead, he moves a heavy hand and laces it through Johnny's, giving it two clear squeezes. Good boy, Johnny praises, grinning as Ghost clenches around him and drops a kiss to his nape. Johnny reaches above him to grab his phone and grips his hip, turning him on his side and carefully angles him to hide the cock still spearing him open. The flash makes Ghost whine, ducking to hide his face in his shoulder as he takes a new set of pictures. Johnny makes sure to capture the size of the wet patch on the sheets, how far his cum shot up the bed, the way it clings to his skin, and the pearl still struggling to drip from his slit. He sets up a new post as Ghost struggles to pull his mind back together from mush, the occasional grind of Johnny's hips not helping. Not that he really wants to. He's far from done with him. Johnny flicks through the comments on the new post, reading out his favorites as he drags his nails lightly down Ghost's back, the touch grounding him back to earth. Oh, here's a good one, he chuckles. Come down my throat like a toy, just so I can lick your cock clean after. Ghost bites his lip and shifts, his skin sticky in a way that leaves him shivering. He almost hit his chin this time, smearing over his chest to gather in the hollow of his collarbone. Behind him, Johnny lets out a derisive scoff that has his cock giving a pathetic twitch. You know, for a bunch of bottoms, none of them seem to recognize a prostate orgasm when they see one. He sighs disappointedly, and the taunt isn't even aimed at Ghost, but fuck, it might as well be for all his dick perks up at it. They really think you could push out a load that big all by your lonesome? He laughs darkly, tossing the phone aside. As if you could ever drain your balls that well without me taking you for a ride. Ghost chokes on a cry as Johnny's nails dig into the meat of his ass. Johnny tuts at him, soothing away the sting with a condescending coo as he frames his ass, parting his cheeks to see his whole spasm around his cock, still just as tight as when he first sunk in. Can't fuck worth a damn, but that's all right, he assures, his patronizing tone making Ghost shiver, and Johnny gives his ass a couple of pats like a proud owner. With an arse like this, you don't need to. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and want to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you're more than welcome to. If you would like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do that on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found the podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that would be on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening. Author's notes. The way I know this would have started as a validation, self-love thing between them. A way for Soap to help Ghost feel comfort and pride in his body. They would have started slow, leaving ambient lights on so Soap could see him. Gradually moving to having sex in daylight. Bringing in a mirror so Ghost could see his reactions to his body from every angle. Then Ghost starts actually looking at himself. Looking past his scars, his weaknesses, seeing his body as more than a weapon. He's a person. An attractive person. Soap buys a burner phone to take the photos, making sure Ghost always watches him delete them after they're done. Makes sure he feels comfortable that they're definitely gone, and builds the trust that he'd never misuse them. Trust Ghost already has in him. Then Ghost tells him he can keep a few that he obviously really likes. Then Ghost asks to keep some he likes. Then one thing leads to another, and suddenly they're amateur porn stars. Shrug.